Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
All right, things starting to cook up here on Baskin and Phelps. We just had Chris Rose on. Make sure you're watching him on John Boy Media. You're checking him out on his podcast, Baseball Today, Dugout Discussions. Don't forget, NFL Network does a fantastic job with the NFL wrap-up show on Sunday nights. Kevin Stefanski, closely here. What are we, about 15 minutes plus away from Kevin Stefanski, his press conference, and we will get some answers at the quarterback. We'll get his reaction to trading his starting quarterback at the beginning of the season, Joe Flacco to Cincinnati, his first opportunity to speak. We will also hear from Daryl Ryder coming up in the next hour, and Dylan Gabriel is also scheduled to speak at 1 o'clock. He is still the starting quarterback. Is he not, Jeff? I just want to make sure. As of right now.
Well, give it about 18 minutes.
He's still the starting quarterback for the next 15 minutes. 15 minutes, at least. And he probably will be after the top of the hour. Unless something happened that we don't know about, right?
Let's go with that.
Sometimes you hit turbulence on the plane ride coming back home from England. You never know what's going to happen.
You never know what'll happen.
You never know. Jeff, you said something to me earlier in the show. You're like, why are we sitting here talking about all this other stuff when we should be talking about how Dylan Gabriel maybe perhaps has the opportunity of a lifetime to lead this team to a place where they haven't been? I don't know. I'm just trying to make it a little bigger than it is. But, it's, you know, why aren't we talking about the number one quarterback? Yeah. Why are we not talking about the number one quarterback?
Because he's not exciting.
This is all about entertainment?
It's all about hype. Shador has the hype. Dylan doesn't have the height.
That's a t-shirt. Huh? It's a motto on the back of a t-shirt.
We want hype over height. I don't know, Andy. I'm thank you. I'm curious to see what he does with an extended opportunity. I'm also real curious to see what happens if he doesn't play well. And I don't mean, you know, which guy they play. It's like, okay, what's this geared up for right now? Honestly, I think the two guys that gave this team the best chance to win, at least right away, were Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco. I hope that turns out to be wrong. You know, we can talk all about, you know, trying to not win games this year. Bottom line, you almost always become a better football program by winning games. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it helps. It helps morale. There's no question about that.
And it helps everything.
And we were so close. Let's not forget how close we were. It wasn't that long ago. Somebody had an interesting line that I read earlier. It was a caller on hold who ended up dropping. And I was like, that's a good point. They wasted a lot of reps on two quarterbacks that never saw the light of day on this team. I mean, that aren't going to see the light of day for the rest of the season. And Kenny Pickett
makes you wonder what they were thinking.
Yeah, like, you know, we sit here, we talk about reps. We talk about reps for a lot of the preseason. And, you know, Gabriel didn't get as many as Flacco, for sure. Pickett got hurt, so he was missing out on reps. Sanders hardly got any based on, you know, just on positioning within the depth chart compared to Flacco. Did they waste all of those reps knowing that eventually they would trade them? Like, that's...
Do you think they knew they were going to trade these guys?
Yeah, there's a part of me that does think that. Don't you think so? There was no way they were going to... I mean, neither one of these guys is going to be back next year. That we knew. Well, maybe not. Pickett, we might have had an opportunity to bring Pickett
back. I thought there was a chance that Pickett could end up being the starting quarterback here for 3 to 5 years. See, Pickett to me was... And again, I'm not saying Kenny Pickett's any great shakes. I hope for his sake he plays well if he gets a chance with the Raiders, and he might because Geno's not playing very well.
Right.
But they gave Geno some money. He gave them the best chance to answer the question, who's our quarterback here for the next several years of the five guys they had in here? Six, if you want to include Deshaun. I think Pickett was the guy who was the most likely answer to that question. Based on age, based on some success in the NFL.
Well, now that Joe's gone, it does feel like you were 100% right on that whole thing. If Joe was still here, I was still like, Kenny Pickett. But they're not in that position.
Yeah.
Now you've got two rookie quarterbacks.
Unfortunately, Andy, Joe didn't play well here, and they didn't give him much help.
No.
So I can't blame Joe completely. He didn't get much help.
Amanda is in Akron. Hi, Amanda. How are you?
Hi, Amanda.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
First, Andy, I wanted to tell you that my son plays hockey, and he's actually played against your son before. He plays for the Akron Canton Jets and was on that state championship team last year. So, but anyway, I'm calling to talk. Thank you.
Outstanding.
I'm calling to talk about Kevin Stefanski and how I think Dalen Gabriel is his 13th quarterback. And so out of 13 quarterbacks, he's supposed to be this amazing quarterback coach. He's developed zero quarterbacks. He's had 13 opportunities to make someone work for him. And if he hasn't found someone, and everyone's always saying, well, it wasn't Kevin's pick. Kevin is not a leader of men and basically did not fight for his person that he wanted in 6 years now. When is he going to fight? He makes bad decisions one right after the other. Those timeouts were terrible. On top of all that, he's got Quinshon on the bench. When he had just had a 110-yard game, his momentum was up, his play was up, and he did not have him on the field. So
did you ever watch Nick Chubb on this team, Amanda? He was never in on third down. Jeff and I would walk in on Mondays every Monday and go, why is he not playing Chubb? Why is it? I don't know. Yes. I kind of feel, Amanda, like he
and
got – but hang on a second. I think he's got the quarterback out there that he wants. Like, I really feel like Dalen Gabriel is the guy that he wanted to be quarterback. And so I don't know if
– the guy he wanted out there might have been Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, well, we don't even want to talk about that because I was super salty when he did that as well. But still,
we can tell.
He always was sitting Nick Chubb. And Jeff, you always talk about he's a running quarterback coach, and he's a running quarterback coach, and then he never runs the ball at the proper time. I just don't understand how anybody hasn't seen this time after time after time, and how he's got chance after chance. He needs to be let go, and this entire team needs an entire new energy in the locker room, everywhere. He's going to lose this team, and he should lose his job for it.
Amanda,
thanks for your time.
Thank you, Amanda.
I appreciate it.
Congratulations again. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
Harsh, but some valid points.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Kevin likes to run the football, yet his team is throwing the football like crazy. The one thing that drove me nuts all the time when Nick Chubb was here, and it wasn't necessarily just like on third downs, it was this. You're in the red zone. Sometimes you're inside the 10. You might even be at the 5, and you have Nick Chubb. Just turn around and give him the ball, please. Did it not work on first down? Good. Give it to him on second. Did it not work on second? Good. Give it to him on third.
See Nick getting the end zone
Instead, I thought that they were doing way too much clever, let's be smarter than everybody else play calling.
I don't feel like we see that play calling as much as we used
we
to.
Now.
I think he's totally backed off on that.
Well, he might not have the quarterback to pull it off.
That's true. Entertainment is in Worcester.
Oh, this is great. Hi, Entertainment.
Hey, Entertainment.
Hey, how you guys doing? I heard you guys saying entertainment, so I figure I'd give you guys a ring. You know what I mean?
We appreciate that.
Always.
Yeah.
Hey, Andy, but check it out, though. I mean, let's just be honest, right?
Yeah.
Entertainment is what sells. Literally.
Sure.
We can have a losing team, but as long as we're entertained, the fans will be there. And so
it's about being relevant. Shador, like, I think Shador makes you, I'm not saying it makes you a winner, it makes you relevant. People want to talk about you. There's no doubt about it.
Exactly what I'm trying to say. It is entertainment that sells. So we plug them in, guess what? You're going to have everyone talking about, the Cleveland Browns and stuff like that. But Andy, I'm just frustrated, Andy.
I am too, man.
I haven't been able to talk anything lovely about the Browns, Andy. I am literally frustrated. It's like the only thing throughout my day that makes me feel good is 92.3 The Fan. And look, I'm not trying to blow smoke up, anybody's behind, but you guys try so hard to give the fans entertainment. That, at what point are you guys going to be looking at, each other and say, man, how long can we do this with a losing team? So I
14 years?
right? But I guarantee
entertainment,
you,
we're all winners every other Friday.
That's the beauty.
Right.
The beauty of having three pro sports teams and a major college in Columbus. So
right, but seriously, though, like I said, I'm not trying to blow smoke up your guys' behind. But I guarantee you guys put smiles on people's faces. You guys make people laugh because you speak on what they can't speak upon right now. Not too many people can pick up the phone and call you guys and, let stuff rip. You guys are doing it for us.
Thank you, entertainment.
We need to plug in Shador. We got to plug in Shador. I mean, come on. Let's just plug him in and let's give the fans entertainment because 92.3 The Fan can't do this all day for us.
Well, we are. That's the problem.
Can't do it.
Entertainment, thank you. Entertainment, I would let you speak all the way until 2 o'clock. I would have no problem letting you go. Unfortunately, Kevin Stefanski's going to speak here at noon very shortly. All right, so Jeff, when we come back from the break, we should have the press conference from Kevin Stefanski. Again, who's the number 2 quarterback going? Just ride the wave.
What does he want to do with the number 1 quarterback?
Jeff,
Andy?
Who's the number 2 quarterback? That's my question.
Shador.
Dan, is that your vote?
Nope, I think it's Bailey Zappe.
You think it's Zappe?
I think it's Bailey Zappe.
All three of us agree that he's going to come back and say that Bailey Zappe is the backup quarterback. I will leave you this caveat. He will say that Peter's the guy who runs the media relations staff, and they're the ones that put out the depth chart earlier in the week. And he's going to say, well, depth chart, that's what he put out. I don't know if that's true. He may make you wait until Sunday to find out who the active quarterback is and who the backup quarterback is going to be, the emergency quarterback.
I don't think so.
You may have to wait until Sunday.
He will also say that he's proud of how hard Shador Sanders has been working and how he's been able to capitalize on his opportunity periods, and he's right where he needs to be.
However, this is about 11 of us.
Let me throw one last thought in.
Yeah.
However, if something were to happen to Dylan Gabriel and he were not able to play and you find that out on Sunday, when they walk in that building on Monday, the starting quarterback would be Shador Sanders.
Interesting thought. Kevin Stefanski's press conference next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.